first-term North Adams, Massachusetts Mayor Tom Bernard is on the campaign trail this summer before this fall's municipal elections. He spoke with WAMC about what he's learned from speaking with constituents, including what complaints he's fielded about his time in office so far.
So far, it's the things that are day-to-day concerns that are on people's mind. It's the pothole on the street. It's the the general road condition. It's brown water when we're flushing hydrants. It really has been the day-to-day quality of life concerns, public safety, people feeling secure in their neighborhoods. I was at a great event. There's a neighborhood in the city, North Street, and a group of neighbors up there, once a summer get together for an ice cream social. And the idea behind that is people who've lived there for years, if not decades, and more recent arrivals into the neighborhood come together, and they just build community, and they get to know their neighbors, and it really is that process of connecting, whether it's neighbor to neighbor or mayor to resident. The work that we're doing to build community is about those relationships. And then the other thing, and this is true in a lot of places, is just continuing to see progress in downtown development, which is something the city has a role to play in, but private development has a role to play as well, and it's something that has been a persistent challenge for North Adams.
In a letter to the Berkshire Eagle a few weeks ago, there was the comment made that you represented the mayor of Massmoka more than the mayor of North Adams. I'm interested in as far as that narrative goes, the idea that you're playing more towards its cultural institutions than its people. What's your response to that? Do you think it's a fair criticism?
I think that respectfully, the person who said that doesn't know me very well. And I think if you saw that there were some additional responses to the letter, which was a response to a particular policy initiative, which is junk vehicle towing. It was a suggestion that's why it was not about improving quality of life in neighborhoods. But that's what an initiative like that is. And again, as I said, those are the things that day to day are the concerns that people talk about, is how does a city stay livable? But we're at a moment, Josh, where we are redeveloping and reinventing ourselves, and Massmoka is part of that, and MCLA is part of that, and tourists and the NORAD mill are part of that. But so are things like the UNO Center. So are groups like the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition. So are our faith communities. I had a great conversation a couple weeks ago with the lay leadership of the Baptist Church, hearing about their questions, their concerns about about their neighborhoods, about the direction of the city. One of the best places I find to get really good information about how things are going and how people feel is by going and having lunch at the Berkshire Food Project, which I try and do as often as I can. I go to Steeplecat games. I go to neighborhood events. I stopped in at the pig roast at the Greylock Club over the weekend that benefited the Florida fire department. But again, these community events, and I try to be as intentional as I can in being the mayor for the entire community, and I take that as a really serious commitment, because I've talked about this before. I've talked about it to the point where my daughter makes fun of me when I say it, but I was born and raised here. I went to the North Adams Public Schools and proudly am the son of two really great North Adams public school teachers. I was educated in the schools. I went to Drury. Yeah, for 18 months I worked at Massmoka, and I have many friendships and great connections, and they are a big part of what has for 20 years move the city forward, but they are not the totality of what's moving us forward, nor are they the totality of where my interest, my focus, and my affinities lie, and I do my best every day to demonstrate that.
So with the campaign in full swing, what are the messages you're really trying to get out to voters in North Adams?
You know, I think if you boil it down to a simple message, and it really comes off of what you and I were just talking about, is, you know, we want North Adams to be a city for everyone, whether that means that you're someone who's lived here for generations or you're somebody who's just moved here, somebody who's here on a more transient basis because they're an MCLA student for 2, 3, 4 years. And how do we, you know, how do we do that? It's kind of a combination of a couple of things. One, it really is building strong neighborhoods. It's doing everything we can to bring and continue to bring good jobs into the community. And then it's making sure that we have good, solid, great schools in North Adams. And I think if you look at my record, you'll see that we've made a good start on those things in the past 2 years. And, you know, I would be the first to admit that I've been on a learning curve and a shakedown cruise for 2 years because anyone stepping into a job like this would be. But I also have a record that I'm incredibly proud of, both on its merits, but also as evidence of the places where I want to see us moving over the next 2 years and beyond.